This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for Speak Legal, conversations with community law Otago.
And for today's edition of Speak Legal, we're joined by Nina Webb, and we're going to be looking at the social media crackdown in Australia and what it means for us here in Aotearoa. Kia ora, nice to have you with us again, Nina.
Thank you for having me.
So what is going on in Australia right now?
Yeah, so in a landmark move, the Australian government has passed what many are calling the world's strictest social media laws. So the new legislation will ban anyone under the age of 16 from creating or using social media accounts. Once implemented, likely in the next 12 months, it will hold tech companies accountable with penalties of up to $50 million Australian dollars if they fail to comply.
So what are we hearing about what the public thinks about this in Australia?
Yes, so the decision has definitely sparked a wave of debate. The goal, according to the Prime Minister, is simple: to protect children from the well-documented harms of social media. Parent groups have largely backed the law, saying they felt helpless trying to shield their kids from online harm, addiction and peer pressure. But not everyone is really on board. Critics have raised concerns around privacy, effectiveness and enforcement. And the law doesn't spell out exactly how age will be verified, but mentions that some form of biometric or identity-based verification may be used. And while kids who bypass the system won't be punished, many experts say that the tech-savvy generation will find workarounds, especially with VPNs.
That's so interesting. So why does this matter for us here in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
Yeah, so that's a great question. It's important for New Zealand because it probably means that we could be next. Following Australia's lead, New Zealand is considering a similar bill that would restrict social media use for those under 16. The bill is in its early stages and it's evolving, but it proposes to fine social media platforms up to $2 million New Zealand dollars if they don't verify user ages. National MP Catherine Weir introduced the bill, saying it's about protecting tamariki from online bullying, inappropriate content and social media addiction. The bill reflects growing international concern about how digital platforms affect young people's mental health.
Okay, so what exactly would the New Zealand law do?
Yeah, so if passed, the bill would require tech companies to implement age verification tools to block under 16s from signing up. It's important to note that this wouldn't penalise the kids or their whānau like Australia's law. The burden is on the companies to keep underage users off their platforms. There are still big questions, though. What companies would be included? Would YouTube be exempt like Australia? What would be used to verify at age, and how would we protect user privacy?
Is this really about protecting youth mental health, you think?
Yeah, so they say that that is the key motivation behind the bill. Research by public health organisations, including the Public Health Communication Centre, suggests social media is linked to poor sleep, anxiety and worsening body images in teens. Some experts say that these apps are designed to be addictive and that parents are outmatched by the billion-dollar companies. One of the strongest advocates for the bill is a company called Before 16, and so they're a group of researchers and parents. They argue the current system isn't working and that leaving tech companies to self-regulate hasn't really helped.
Yeah, I suppose the question is, though, is banning the best solution?
Yeah, so that's definitely where the debate really heats up. Critics from organisations to tech companies say the ban may backfire. The ACT Party, for example, opposes the bill, calling it simple, neat and wrong. They suggest a public inquiry would be a better way to explore all possible options. And then young people themselves are also pushing back. Gen Z Aotearoa co-founder Lola Fisher says youth voices are being ignored. She wants the rangatahi at the table, not locked out of debate.
I suppose one of the biggest questions, both in Australia and here, was can they even make it work?
Yeah, so that's another big question. Experts say enforcing a ban will be complicated and expensive, as you can expect. Some platforms already require users to be 13, but with no robust age check, those rules are quite easy to get around. A New Zealand company called My Mahi believes it has a solution, though. They propose using verified school data and digital student IDs to confirm user ages. co-founder Jeff King says that the tech already exists, it just hasn't really been used in this area yet. They're even trialling it with the Reserve Bank to help Rangatahi open bank accounts.
All right, well, there we go. All right, such a great topic, so interesting, so many people impacted by it potentially. Any final thoughts on it, Nina?
Yeah, so like Australia's school alcohol laws for under 18s, this won't be a perfect system, but some say that even an imperfect step is better than none at all. However, some people think that this is like using a hammer where we need a scalpel, and it's quite a delicate matter. But what is clear is that it isn't just a tech issue. It's about whānau, well-being, and the kind of digital world we want our tamariki to grow up in. So whether through bans, education or regulation, I think the conversation is just beginning.
Indeed it is, Nina, and no doubt we will talk about this again, not just on Speak Legal, but across many forums as the potential for this bill's development continues here in Aotearoa New Zealand, and we'll watch with interest what's going on in Australia. Nina, thanks for bringing this one to the table today. We look forward to catching up with you again for Speak Legal at the same time next week.
Community Law Otago, free legal advice and support for the people of Otago. Advice clinic times are available from the website communitylawotago.com. We're based at 169 Princes Street. To make an appointment, call 03 474 1922. Community Law Otago, proud to bring you Speak Legal. Check out the podcast at oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.